Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
弟兄姊妹朋友们，早上好。
May the grace and peace of Jesus govern your hearts in this time of many threats and uncertainties.
愿耶稣基督的恩惠和平安在这一刻保守你们的心，尽管在这样一个充满威胁和不确定的时代当中。
May we live out the divine settledness that the world does not know and is now stricken with fear and confusion.
当这个世界正在被恐惧和迷失所困扰的时候，让我们还能够活出这个世界所不知晓的属天的安稳。
Jesus tells us that we are to make disciples of all nations.
耶稣教导我们，让我们让万民做他的门徒。
And he tells us to open our eyes and look at the fields, for they are ripe for harvest.
他也让我们举目向田观看，因为庄稼已经熟了，已经可以收割了。
May the restedness in our Lord be an inviting testimony that draws many more to join in this humble walk with the Lord.
愿这样一份在主内的安定能够成为一个见证，邀请我们，帮助我们，能够让更多的人来谦卑的与主同行。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
我亲爱的天父，
by your Spirit,
记得你的圣灵，
help us to understand your truth.
帮助我们更好地理解你的真理。
And help us to demonstrate our understanding by enacting your mercy.
也让我们真的在生命当中活出你的怜悯，来证明我们真的知晓你的真理。
Awake our souls to your holy mercy.
苏醒，让我们的灵苏醒，主啊，能够看到你这个圣洁的怜悯之心。
So that we will be a missional people.
帮助我们来做你宣教的子民。
As you are our missional God,
正如你是我们宣教的神。
May you increase and we diminish.
愿你兴旺而我们衰微。
By the standing name of Jesus Christ, we pray and ask.
奉主耶稣基督差遣之名，我们这样的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Without humility and submission.
我们若没有一颗谦卑顺服的心，
and without the willingness to set aside our much treasured personal preferences,
若我们不愿意放下我们自己非常坚持非常执念的这些个人的喜好，
an omakase may be a difficult Japanese meal to enjoy.
那么日式的这种无菜单的料理可能就会是一个很难让我们享受的。
Because when we go into a Japanese restaurant and we say omakase,
当我们去一个日餐日料店的时候，当我们说 omakase 的时候，
We're saying to the chef, well, I leave it up to you.
我们就像对厨师在说，就交给你的。
So to say omakase is to say, I trust you.
所以当我们说 omakase 的时候呢，其实在说我信任你。
It's to tell the chef that, yeah, you, well, not yeah, but chef, please, you make the better judgment on my behalf.
也就是对厨师说，我相信你做的判断比我更好。
So without humility and submission,
所以若没有谦卑顺服的心，
without the willingness to fully give in to the discernment of the chef,
若我们不愿意完全的去相信这位厨师的判定，
then omakase comes as a hefty risk to take.
那无菜单料理这件事情就变成了一个巨大的风险。
Because to eat that comes usually with a very hefty price.
因为这吃一顿呢可是很贵的。
So in an omakase,
所以当在这样一个无菜单料理当中，
Strangely, we as the customers, we don't get to choose.
我们作为顾客呢却不能去选择我们吃什么。
This is a little different from what we usually think. I as a customer, I get to pick. You give me the choices, I pick.
这和我们常规的消费的理念会不同。
But not when it comes to omakase.
但是在无菜单料理当中呢，就正好与我们常规认识相
反。 Because this is when you say, chef, you know better, so you decide what the menu is.
我们就是在厨师说，我们相信你比我们更了解我们应该需要吃什么。
And the customer goes in as if a culinary apprentice.
所以呢，顾客进去的时候就好像一个厨艺上的学徒。
Rather than as a critic, you go in as an apprentice.
不是作为一个挑剔的饕客，而是作为一个享受，作为一个学徒。
Because you now learn what tasty means by eating all that comes from the creativity and skill of the chef.
因为在这其中呢，你是凭着借着这位厨师的厨艺和他创造力来学习什么是好吃的。
So what happens if I don't like fish eggs?
所以那如果要是我不太喜欢鱼蛋怎么办呢？
Well, the response is less immediately a damnation of a yuck.
我们常规的反应肯定就是说啊，真难吃。
As if we are the authority.
好像我们知道什么是好，什么是不
好。But rather,
但是呢，在无菜单料理当中
，it's more of a curiosity.
更像是一种好奇心的态
度。It's a humble attitude of wanting to learn.
是一种非常谦卑的学习的姿态。
I have to say, I wonder why this is supposed to be tasty.
我可能会说，嗯，让我好好我寻思想想，说为什么这东西是好吃的。
So by the Lord's grace.
所以真的是啊，感谢神。
My good friends once took me to an omakase when we were in Tokyo.
当我在东京的时候呢，有一个好朋友带我去吃了一顿无菜单料理。
And praise be to God, this adventure did not deplete my checking account.
感谢神，这件事情没让我的荷包大失血。
Of course, I did not know that clam soup was in the lineup.
当然，我当然不知道了。这顿当中包含了蛤蜊汤。
Under normal circumstances, I would have never chosen clam soup to try.
在一般情况下，我是绝对不会去尝试蛤蜊汤的。
I mean, even if it's a dollar, I'm not going to pay for it.
即使只要一美金，我也不会去买。
Because clam and my palate, they are usually more foes than friends.
因为蛤蜊汤确实和不太对我的胃口。
But there it was.
但是呢，它就上来了。
The server brought in a small bowl of clam soup.
服务生就把一碗蛤蜊汤端了过来。
Of course, my immediate response was, "Ugh, no thanks, pass."
当然，我下意识反应肯定就是说啊，就不吃了，谢谢你，但是我跳过。
But I'm also now thankful that God pushed me to go in for a sip.
但是我也感谢神，在那一次呢，神确实也是鼓动我，让我尝了一小口。
After all, I did say omakase.
当然，我也就说 omakase.
Say, "Hey, Lord, not Lord. Hey, Chef, I trust you." But of course, Lord,
所以厨师说啊，我相信你的判断。
So I should live up to that trust in the chef.
嗯，我也确实应该活出这样的一个对厨师的信任来。
So I went in for that one sip.
所以我就尝了这么一口。
Followed by another.
然后又尝了一口。
Followed by another.
嗯，然后又接了一口。然后就把它喝完了。
I won't say that was my favorite of the 12, 13 dishes that was served up.
啊，我并不觉得那是我当时吃的十二三道料理当中最好吃的。
So it's not as if like, whoa, you know, this was the most amazing thing I've ever had.
并没有颠覆我对它的印象。
So there is still, you know, much of what my personal preference is in there.
啊，还是有很多的个人的喜好在里面。
But I would also say that having tasted it,
但是我也要说尝过之后
，had I just immediately passed on it.
要是我真的就是跳过这道菜
，Today I'll stand as a man regretting that I did not try that clam soup.
那我今天可能会后悔当时没有尝试。
It's even amazing that I can even say I would regret not drinking clam soup.
嗯，想到说我现在还能说我可能会后悔不喝那蛤蜊汤，真是难以想象。
To say omakase is to say that you, as the trained Japanese chef, you know Japanese cuisine better than I.
当我们对厨师说 omakase 的时候，其实我们就在。对厨师在承认厨师说他其实比我们懂得更多。
So my part in my culinary destiny is to let the good judgment and discernment of the chef take me on.
所以我就甘愿的让这位厨师凭他自己良好的判断和他精湛的手艺来掌握来决定我味觉的命运。
It might be easier to say omakase when it comes to food.
可能对于吃上面来说，我们很容易说 omakase。
But will we have the humility and submission to say, "Of course, Lord, omakase"?
但是我们有没有这样的谦卑顺服的心，对神说，主啊，愿你按你的意思来办吧。
Especially if God calls us to usher in God's forgiveness.
特别是当神呼召我们啊，看到是神的一个怜悯和赦免。
Rather than punishment,
而不是惩治。
Toward people who have greatly scarred us.
尤其是在对待一些伤害我们的人
abused us
侵犯我们的人
mocked us
嘲弄我们的人
rejected us
排挤我们的人
degraded us
甚至贬低我们的人
or that we see them practice violence and corruption and immorality without remorse
当我们看到一些真的是行暴力贪污败坏道德且没有人悔过之心的人的时候
will we have the humility and submission to say of course Lord omakase
我们是否还有这样谦卑顺服的心对神说照你的意思来办。
And what if God calls us to step into great danger and even at great personal cost to do what He has asked us to do?
又假设说，如果神让我们真的是冒了更大的、极大的这样的危险，去做一些付上我们个人代价去做一些事情的时候
，We are to face people who have scarred us.
当我们来面对这些伤害我们的人
who have abused us,
侵犯我们的人
mocked us,
嘲弄我们的人
rejected us,
排挤我们的人
degraded us,
以及贬低我们的人的时候
done all kinds of violence and corruption and immorality in our eyes,
也是那些行各种各样的暴力、啊、污秽败坏道德没有悔过人的时候
are we going to say, well Lord, you call me to extend mercy, here I go?
在这样的时刻当中，神呼召我们去展现怜悯之心的时候，我们是否还愿意对神说：“主啊，按你的意思来办吧。”
To the omakase ministry that God brings to His prophet Jonah.
对约拿来说，神给他差遣的这样的不由他自主的这样的事工。
The prophet found it impossible to say to God, "Omakase."
让约拿觉得很难对神说：“由你的照你的意思来办吧。”
Twice the prophet Jonah said back to God.
两次约拿对神说
：“No, omakase.”
绝对不按你的意思来办。
Absolutely not.
绝对不。
Kill me right now.
宁可把我杀了吧。
Please turn with me to Jonah 4.
让我们一起翻到约拿书的第四章。
And please receive the proclamation of Jonah 4.
让我们一起来领受约拿书当中的这些宣告和话语。
Jonah 4 verse 1.
约拿书第四章第一节。
But to Jonah this seemed very wrong and he became angry.
这是约拿大大不悦，且甚发怒。
He prayed to the Lord, "Isn't this what I said, Lord, when I was still at home? That is what I tried to forestall by fleeing to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live."But the Lord replied, "Is it right for you to be angry?"
约拿就祷告耶和华说：“耶和华啊，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典、有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾。所以我急速逃往他失去。耶和华啊，现在求你取我的命吧，因为我死了比活着还好。”耶和华说：“你这样发怒，合乎理吗？”
Verse 5, Jonah had gone out and sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. Then the Lord God provided a leafy plant and made it grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head to ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy about the plant.
第五节，于是约拿出城，坐在城的东边，在那里为自己搭了一座棚，坐在棚的荫下。要看看那城究竟如何。耶和华神安排一棵蓖麻，使其发生高过约拿，以而遮盖他的头，救他脱离苦楚。约拿因这棵蓖麻大大喜乐。
But at dawn the next day, God provided a worm, which chewed the plant so that it withered. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. He wanted to die and said, "It would be better for me to die than to live."But God said to Jonah, "Is it right for you to be angry about the plant?" "It is," he said. "I'm so angry, I wish I were dead."
第七节，次日黎明，神却安排一条虫子咬着蓖麻，以致枯槁。日头出来的时候，神安排炎热的东风，日头啊曝晒约拿的头，使他发昏。他就为自己求死，说：“我死了比活着还好。”神对约拿说。您这颗蓖麻发怒合乎理吗？他说：“我发怒以至于死，都合乎理。”
Verse 10, But the Lord said, "You have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals?"
第十节。耶和华说：“这蓖麻不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且爱惜，我岂能不爱惜尼尼微这大城呢？其中不能分辨左手右手的有12万多人，其并有许多牲畜。”
Let us read verse 11 again.
让我们再读一次10和11节。
Verses 10 to 11 again. First in English and then in Chinese.
先用英文，再用中文。
But the Lord said, "You have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals.
耶和华说，这蓖麻不是你栽种的，也不是你培养的，一夜发生，一夜干死，你尚且爱惜，我岂能不爱惜尼尼微这大城呢？其中不能分辨左手右手的有12万多人，并有许多牲畜。
From this we can tell who's reading from a physical Bible and who's reading from the slide.
我们刚刚就可以判断出到底谁在读纸质的圣经，谁在看屏幕。
The reason why is because I switched up the order in verse 11 in accordance to the original translation, which in the Bible they've also done their own ordering of the words.
因为我这边调整了顺序，所以丢掉了后面的半句话。
Although we don't have quite the time to explain why there is this switch, but just to give you an FYI for now.
我们暂时没有时间来解释背后有出现什么问题，但是呀，我们继续。
Well, nonetheless, praise be to God, how Lord speaks.
颂赞归于神，我们的神对我们讲这样的话语。
Even when His servant is in rebellion.
即使他的仆人啊背逆他。
May we receive the words in humility and submission.
愿我们真的是以谦卑顺服的心领受他的话语。
Jonah 4 asks us this God-seeking question.
约拿书的这个第四章呢，问了我们这样的一个核心的问题。
How does God entreat those who are greatly rebellious?
神究竟怎样待那些叛逆的人？
How does God entreat those who are greatly rebellious against His lordship?
神是怎样待那些啊来背逆他的掌权的这样一些人的？
And surprise, surprise, he entreats us with mercy first.
但是让我们真的是惊讶的是，上帝神是用怜悯来对待我们这些叛逆的人。
I think oftentimes we go, I want justice, I want punishment to be done on those who have wronged us.
很多时候我们可能就一冲动就说，我们希望啊，真的是用公义啊，用惩罚来那些不来对待那些叛逆的人。
Whether it's physical punishment.
无论是身体上的这样的惩罚
，or it could be isolation, silent treatment,
或者是一种完全隔离，把它放逐。
Like, wow, if someone does wrong to me, I'm gonna give the person color CC.
如果有人待我不公，我就给他颜色看看。
Yeah, that for you know, this is a direct translation of the Chinese idiom.
这是一个中式英语，给你颜色看看。
And then is to say, I'll show you what's it.
我就让你看看到底怎来对我不公是怎样的代价。
And this is where we know God is holy.
也是在这样的时刻，我们知道唯有神是圣洁的。
His wisdom is one that calls us to have to say, Lord, I need to trust you to know that this is the way.
他的智慧来教导我们说，我们真的是要来顺服神，相信神的判断。
Because God entreats us, the rebellious, with mercy first.
因为神先用怜悯来对待我们这些叛逆的人。
The presence of mercy already affirms that there's something wrong.
这个怜悯的存在已经证明了说我们有些把事情搞错了。
Because we might think that, oh, because there's mercy, there's no, you know, God is now blind to all the injustice. No.
我们可能会说神既然是怜悯的，是不是神就对恶视而不见呢？
In fact, he sees the evil.
但实际上他把这些恶看得非常清楚。
He sees the rebellion.
他看到这些叛逆。
But he's also making that generous decision.To withhold that punishment for now.
但是他也非常蛮有慈悲之心的，暂时不让这样的惩罚降临在人身上。
So that there can be opportunities for repentance.
以至于有这样的悔改的机会。
Because if to every wrong there is immediate punishment,
若对于每一个错误的行为都有这样马上的惩罚的话，
none of us would be sitting here right now.
没有一个人今天可以坐在这里。
But because God is patient and He holds.That punishment and gives us that mercy first.
但是神是一位慈悲的神，他先给我们这样的怜悯。
On the one hand, he affirms that evil has been done.
一方面，他绝对看到了这样的恶存在。
But he tells us that there can be a turning around from that evil toward God.
但是另一方面说，他也看到说，在这样恶的之外，我们也可以回转向他。
He's certainly not blind to evil.
他诚然并不是对恶视而不见。
But God is also not stingy on mercy either.
但是他同样，他的怜悯也是何等的丰盛。
He gives us mercy so that there can be repentance instead of rebellion.
他赐给我们这样的怜悯，以至于说我们可以有机会悔改。
So that there can be life instead of death.
所以这样的话就得以有生命而不只有死亡。
When we meet Prophet Jonah in chapter 4,
当我们看到这个第四章当中的约拿的时候，
We meet him in his great anger against what he witnessed or thought was great evil.
我们看到了这样一个大发雷霆的，同时他在想法当中充满了恶的这样一位先知。
Because he saw that God had withheld punishment from the Ninevites.
因为他看到了说神不去惩戒尼尼微城的这些百姓。
Jonah had gone in, preached a sermon, and was hoping that this evil city will be overthrown.
约拿把这样的一个神的信实带到了尼尼微城之后呢，他希望的是尼尼微城被倾覆、被颠覆。
Because Nineveh is the capital city of the Assyrian Empire.
因为尼尼微是亚述国的这样的首都。
And the Ninevites are representative of the Assyrian way.
尼尼微也代表了亚述国的整个的恶行。
Within the text of the book of Jonah.
在约拿书的这个经文当中，
we've already been given description of just how evil this city is.
我们已经看到了对于这个城恶行的描述。
In chapter 3, what they were supposed to turn away from was great evil ways and violence.
在第三章当中，他们需要去悔改的，去改正悔过的这些行为是何等的恶。
Pair that with historical records.
同时呢，也有历史的记载来佐证。
We find that the Assyrian Empire is evil even by ancient standards.
即使在当时标准来看，亚述国也是极其的恶的。
I'm not going to describe to you the cruelty that they inflict upon the conquered nations.
他们对于所奴役的之地的这样残暴，我在这边就不做赘述。
But just to know that I'm saving you so that you could have appetite for lunch.
我之所以不说是因为说了的话可能会影响大家中午吃饭的胃口。
This is the nation that he's now called to go in and say, you might die, repent, turn back to God.
也正是对于这样的一个充满恶行的地方神呼召约拿，就是他们说悔过吧。
This particular mission was unthinkable for Jonah.
这样的一个事工对约拿来说是超乎他想象的。
In fact, he saw such mercy as wicked.
他甚至认为神这样的怜悯之心是邪恶的。
Prophet Jonah now takes on the position of a judge, and he becomes Judge Jonah.
在那一瞬间，约拿这位先知约拿成为了一个审判官。
And who is he judging?
他就审判谁呢？
He's judging God.
他在审判神。
There's a wordplay in chapter 4, verse 1.
在第四章第一节当中呢，有一个双关的。
Because here we read that Jonah saw that this was very wrong.
我们今天看到说约拿认为这件事情是不对的。
It is that same word when the great wickedness of Nineveh came up upon God.
也就是同时他也是说在当时尼尼微城对在神面前大大的行恶。
So just as the wickedness of Nineveh has come up to the Lord,
就正如这个尼尼微城这样的邪恶沉在神的面前。
So now the perceived wickedness of God's mercy has come up to the prophet Jonah.
神的这个怜悯也正表现成陈列在约拿面前显为恶的。
And to Jonah is not just wicked, but is very wicked, is exceedingly wicked.
对约拿来说，这不只是一般的邪恶，而是极大的恶。
That it has hit the maximum capacity.
它甚至超过了他对于恶的这样的界限。
And Judge Jonah's verdict is that God is unjust to forgive the Ninevites.
我们这位判官约拿的判决是什么呢？他觉得神 来赦免尼尼微城是不义的。
It is as if it really didn't matter that Jonah was the recipient of God's mercy also.
约拿本身是神的恩典的领受者，这一点他似乎忘了。
It does not matter to Jonah that he himself has rebelled against God but was rescued from the great storm.
他也曾经悖逆过神，但是呢，他在这样的风暴当中得到了拯救，这一点约拿似乎也忘了。
It does not matter to Jonah that he himself has rebelled against God but was restored as a prophet.
他曾经也悖逆神，但是呢，他又被重新的建立为一位先知，这一点约拿似乎也忘了。
It does not matter to Jonah that he himself has blasphemed against God, but is still allowed to live.
他也曾经亵渎过神，但是呢，他依然还可以活着，这一点约拿也忘了。
Somehow, Jonah sees himself as having the rights to be excused for his own rebellion against God.
不知何故，约拿觉得说自己可以他自己对于神的这样的悖逆可以被赦免。
But at the same time, he has the right to accuse another for their rebellion against God, and the right to say that no, they cannot receive your mercy.
而同时，他认为自己也有权利去指摘别人 别人的悖逆，同时也去决定说啊，神不应该对他们有怜悯。
It appears that within Jonah's understanding of God,
就好像在约拿对于神的认识当中，
it is as if God sees sin and say that, oh, there's a righteous sin and then there is an unrighteous sin.
好像神会去区别一个公义的罪和不公义的罪。
Rather than a sin is a sin is a sin.
而不是说罪本身就是罪。
All sins are rebellion against God.
所有的罪都是对神的悖逆。
But for some reason, it appears that for Jonah, it is okay that he's excused. But no, the Ninevites are to be accused.
但不知何故，对约拿来说，他自己的罪是可以被赦免的，尼尼微的罪却不能。
And in fact, this just to sidetrack a little bit, this word excuse and accuse is borrowed from another pastor that I heard in a sermon, but I found it very, very helpful for us to remember because of the wordplay.
因为这样呢，他对于这样的一个用的 excuse, accuse, 对于赦免和指责这样的一个想法是从另外一篇讲道中得来的。
And for with the case of Jonah,
那么在约拿这样的一个面对的事情当中，
his rebellion is in fact more troubling.
他自己的悖逆其实是更加的有危险的。
Because his rebellion did not come out of ignorance.
因为他的悖逆不是出于无知。
Unlike the clueless Ninevites,
并不像那些不认识神的尼尼微。
Jonah knows the Lord.
约拿认识神。
He knows the one who has established that covenant with him.
约拿知道这样一位与他立约的神。
And he knows the Lord who has called the land of the Israel, the people of Israel, to be light to the world.
约拿也认识这样一位称以色列民为世上的光的这样一位神。
So he has a very polished and studied theology.
所以他的神学知识可以说是非常完备的。
He's able to proclaim Exodus 34 the way that God has revealed himself to Moses.
他也可以去传讲出埃及记当中神是如何向摩西展。
He's also able to pray in the great fish belly with words from the Psalms.
他也知道在大鱼的腹中如何的去敬拜赞美神。
And then the result of that is to say, I think your mercy is wicked.
而这一切得到的结果却是他对神说，你这样的怜悯是邪恶的。
For some reason, Jonah is not able to see that his rebellion is in fact more troubling.
不知为何约拿并没有看到他自己的悖逆是何等的邪恶。
The fact that he's able to say, "Isn't this what I said, Lord?"
反之，他却对神说，这难道不就像我说的那样吗？
And he's also able to say, "I knew."
而且他对神说，我知道，我比你知道的更多。
In a way, his own words condemned him.
某种意义上说，他自己的话是打了自己的脸。
Because he did it, he rebelled despite knowing.
因为他明知，却依旧悖逆。
Usually.
通常情况下，
when God calls the prophet to proclaim a message, and in terms a message of judgment,
通常情况下，当神去呼召一个先知去宣告这样的一个审判的信息的时候，
possibly the prophet would be in a way glad because you are going to speak against the evil.
有先知应该是因为他马上可以去向邪恶的人他们悔改，所以他们感到欣喜。
But here we see why Jonah wasn't saying, "Oh, great! I'm going to speak a judgment message against Assyria."
这儿约拿并没有去喜悦说他马上要向亚述人去讲这样一个审判的信息。
Yes, I'm going to be an agent of condemnation.
我即将成为这样的一个审判的使者。
Because his understanding, his knowing of God is no, no, no. God is going to forgive them. No, no, no.
他对神的认识好像是说神不应该去赦免。这样的如此恶的亚述人。
And so he ran.
所以他就逃跑。
So Jonah's theology did not lead him to fear God.
所以约拿这样一个成全完备的神学没有让他去敬畏神。
Instead, it led him to fear that God will do saving works against his own passions or desires.
而是让他看到说神没有按他的心意来去做行拯救的这样的使命。
Now this is a quite a complex situation.
确实是一个比较复杂的情况。
Because Assyria is indeed evil.
因为亚述人确实是邪恶的。
And so it is indeed right that Jonah would have the sense of justice against this people.
所以约拿发这样所谓的义怒其实是合理的。
And it could also be because Jonah did not want to be that Jew who somehow was able toturn around their enemies.
所以他也真的是他想成为这样的一个可以像让仇敌回转的这样一位犹太人。
There are scholars have tried to think about the different reasons why Jonah would at first run.
他也有很多的学者也去分析说约拿为什么会逃跑逃避。
And even though those reasons might be reasonable,
可是有些原因是合理的。
But in the end, we know they're not acceptable.
但是我们知道这些原因的最终呢，都是不能被接受的。
Because the task given was to submit and obey to God.
因为神给他的使命是顺服。
And that is, if we don't, that is already rebellion.
所以当我们不这样做的时候本身就是叛逆了
Because we're saying Lord you don't know I know better
因为我们好像在对神说神啊我们比你知道的更多我们知道该怎么行
So we see that Jonah's theology did not lead him to submit to God but led him to demand that God submit to him
所以我们看到说约拿自己的神学没有让他去敬畏神反而让他去命令神来顺服他
That Jonah's theology did not lead him to love God for his loving kindness
所以约拿的神学并没有让他去啊赞美神，去爱神的良善。
Did not praise God for His loving kindness，
并没有让他去赞美神，看到他这样事情的拯救。
But instead, it led him to complain against God，
而是让他去向神抱怨
，protesting against God that wow, this is too kind, too merciful。
甚至向神抗议说，这样实在太仁慈了。
How can you do this to this kind of people?
你怎么能这样去对待这样恶的一些人呢
？You need to clean your glasses, old man.
你需要好好擦擦你的眼，擦擦你的眼睛了。
In fact, there is a distancing between Jonah and God.
是在那一刻，约拿与神就远离了。
When he tries to run,
当他想要去逃避的时候
，and the next he gives God the silent treatment.
之后呢，他又对神啊不理不睬。
In verses 2 to 4,
在第二到第四节当中
words related to the self was showed up 6 times.
我或者和自我相关的词出现了六次。
And Prophet Jonah in this way reveals his own self-obsession and his tirade against God.
也借着这样的六次出现的我，他也展现他是何等的啊，看重他自己对于神的观点。
He reveals now who truly rules or lords over his soul.
他也充分展现了他自己的灵命当中是由谁来掌权的
Me
也就是他自己
Jonah
约拿
I sit enthroned on the throne of my soul
我在我自己的生命当中掌权做王
Without humility and submission
没有任何的谦卑和顺服
Without the willingness to fully entrust the Lord to be the definer of righteousness
没有任何的去承认主才是啊来作为公义的定义者的这样的一个顺服之心
without the willingness to fully set aside our personal control and demand
且没有任何的啊甘愿的心来放下我们个人的控制
no one
如果不这样做没有一个人
not Jonah
约拿不行
not me
我们也不行
not you
也不是你
no one
没有一个人
will be able to say omakase
没有一个人可以骄傲地说主啊由你来定吧
We will not say that wow this mission that has come to me I take it up with honor
没有一个人可以说主啊你差遣给我们这样的职分我们可以去做
But we will say
我们会使出万般的解数说主啊我们不愿意去做这样的事情
I thank God for Brother Sam to put sounds into words.
翻译有限。
Well, Jonah may have obeyed.
约拿可能啊，约拿如果他啊啊遵守的话。
But in the Hebrew text, he preached 5 words.
但是他也就其实就到啊去宣告了五个单词。
He's not going to say more. He's just, all right, you want me to preach? Fine, I'll preach 5 words.
他的意见，他对于神的回应就是，好，你让我去宣告，好，那我就说五个词。
And one of it is a connecting word. It's not even anything.
而这五个词当中呢，其实有一个词还是连接词。
He says, yet 40 days Nineveh overthrown.
他就说了一句，好，四十天后尼尼微就倾覆了。
That's it. How? Why? Nothing.
对于其他的为什么过程他都没有去做任何的赘述
He obeyed but he did not submit
他确实是遵行了但是他并没有去顺服
And he preached it with his own will in mind
而且他以他自己的意愿和想法去做了这样的宣告
For you Nineveh to be overthrown
也是让尼尼微城去倾覆
And indeed he wanted to see what would happen to this city
确实他确实也是想按他自己的意思去看到这座城被倾覆。
And he became angry when it was not overthrown.
所以当他看到神赦免这座城的时候，他感到何等的愤怒。
At the same time,
同时
without humility and submission,
若没有谦卑和顺服的心，
without the willingness to entrust the Lord to be the definer of righteousness,
若不愿意相信神才是公义的标准的定夺者，
without the willingness to fully set aside our personal control and demand,
若不愿意放下我们个人的想法控制欲，
no one,
没有一个人，
yes, no one,
确实没有一个人，
will be able to gratefully say omakase to the omakase life that God has given to us.
没有一个人可以对这样一个差遣我们赐我们生命这样的主说，主啊，按你的意思来办吧。
We will always take pleasure for granted.
我总会觉得说我们享乐是理所当然的。
When life is going well,
当生活一切平顺的时候，
there is no thank you, Lord, for giving me such a wonderful life.
我们并不需要去感谢神。
But when life takes a turn,
但是当生活出现问题的时候，
oh wow, everything is God's fault.
好像一切的事情都是神的错。
We take pain as if it's God's failure to love us.
我们好像觉得生命当中的痛苦似乎是神不够爱我们。
In our self-obsession,
就在我们这样自我沉醉当中。
We will always think that God exists to make our lives more pleasurable.
我们始终认为神的存在就是让我们的生活更加多的享乐。
More comfortable.
越更加舒适。
Easier.
更加的便捷。
Smoother.
更加的平顺。
Grander.
甚至更加的抬升自我。
God, you have the might. Make me great.
主啊，你是何等的伟大，让我也何等的伟大。
Make me good.
让我也变得很好吧。
It is great that God will make us good, but all the time our attitude is for your glory.
确实，神是不断的让我们个人得益处的，但是是为了神的荣耀。
But that will not happen when we are self-obsessed.
但是当我们陶醉在自我的时候，这一切都不会发生。
We'll always think that God is our servant who is the mightiest to make our lives the way that we want it to be.
如果我们沉醉在自我的话，我们会始终认为神才为我们服务的。
For Prophet Jonah,
对约拿来说，
he further exposed his self-obsession when he became greatly angry against God for a second time.
当他第二次对神发怒的时候，他再一次展现了他是何等的沉醉在自己的。
This time round, when his own personal comfort was taken away,
这一次呢，是他个人的这样一种舒适被夺走的时候。
He is very, very happy when God gave him the shade to protect him from the discomfort of the blazing heat.
当神在这样的一个骄阳之下赐给他一个蓖麻的时候，他是大大的喜乐。
To him, yes, he rejoices that God gives him mercy and God gives him protection.
对他来说，他确实感到何等的喜乐，因为神给了他硬币，给了他这样的怜悯。
But on the mercy that God wants to give to Nineveh, on the protection that God wants to give to Nineveh against his wrath, Jonah says, "No way."
但是呢，对于神赐给尼尼微的，违背他意愿的这样的怜悯，他却说绝对不行。
So Jonah did not.There was no recorded words of Jonah saying thank you to God for saving him from the storm.
没有一处我们看到约拿对于神拯救他。
For keeping him alive in a great fish belly for 3 days.
对于神在他让他在大鱼的腹中三天能够保守他的生命。
For keeping him alive despite his irreverent accusation against God.
即便他有如此多的一些抱怨不义的这些抱怨，主还是继续保守他的生命。
And now he's simply very happy. This is in verse 6.
对于这一切他却感到这样一个大大的喜乐。
Because God has provided a leafy plant.
因为主赐给他这样的一个蓖麻树。
We have to take note that this very happy happens in Jonah for the first time.
我们看到这边的约拿的喜乐是第一次出现的。
He was never so happy when he received other forms of salvation or mercy.
他得到其他形式更大的救恩的时候，他却没有如此这样的喜乐。
But now, suddenly, with this plan protecting him from the heat, he is supremely happy.
反倒现在有一颗蓖麻遮住他的日映的时候呢，他反而就感到大大的喜乐。
In stark contrast to his supreme anger of the souls of Nineveh that were pardoned.
与之相对应的是他对于尼尼微的这些邪恶得到赦免。有的极大的愤怒。
The grace that has come to him, good. The grace that's to go out with many more souls, terrible.
对他自己的恩典，他说尽管多一些吧。对别人的这样的恩典，他却说绝对不行。
When we're self-obsessed,
当我们沉醉在自我的时候
，The world is terrible as long as my world is terrible.
只要我自己的世界不好，整个世界都不好。
At the same time, if my world is good, I don't care if the rest of the world is terrible.
而反之，当我自己生活世界非常好的时候，我管它这个世界怎么样。
Because it is not be thou my vision.
因为神并没有成为我们的意象。
I am my best thought by day or by night.
而是我自己知道我每天需要什么。
Waking or sleeping is about me.
睡着或睡醒，一切都以我为中心。
What I, how I think the world should be run.
啊、我会去想说这世界该怎样运行。
How I think my life should happen.
同样的，我也会去决定我自己生命如何去发展。
Dear CCNC family,
CCNC 的各位朋友，
this obsession with the self is not unique to Jonah alone.
这样一种对自我的过分的沉醉，并不是只有约拿自己。
This idolatry of the self lives in you and me.
这样一个对于自我的偶像，是生活在存在于我们每一个人的心中。
And it will continue to wreak havoc in our relationship with God.
会持续的来侵蚀我们和神之间的关系。
Until we more fully and truly acknowledge that God alone is Lord.
而只有当我们充分的、完全的承认主神才是我们唯一的主的时候
，Only then will we commit to turn from the idolatry of ourselves.
直到我们啊去回转。不去啊，以自我为偶像的时候。
Whether it is to set boundaries on how merciful God should be，
无论这代表的是说我们去啊去衡量、去度量神应该怎样的怜悯
，or how God must fulfill our will，
还是说神应该怎样去啊去实现他给我们的应许
？We are often tested to see if we actually acknowledge Lord as Lord。
我们其实时常会遇到这样的一些。试探让这样去试验说看我们到底都多么的遵行神
Ironically, the prophet Jonah prayed
而这边有极其讽刺的约拿这位先知又他祷告说
In chapter 2 verse 8 he says Those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them
第二章第八节他是祷告说那信奉虚无之神的人离弃怜爱他们的主
Very possibly he's thinking that the Ninevites are the clear idol worshippers and so are deserving of God's wrath
在他眼中看来，尼尼微这些民是显然是拜偶像的，是应该被神所惩治的。
Yet he himself is also ensnared by the most fundamental idolatry.
而他没有看见的，其实他自己也被这个更大的偶像，也就是他自己，所去带偏了。
And so he is equally foreign to God's love for him.
所以他同样也与神的爱隔绝。
Will you and I resolve today to say omakase to God?
我们今天是否愿意对神说，按你的意思来办吧？
Will you and I resolve today to say to the Lord, I will leave my life up to you?
你今天愿不愿意对神说，我愿意把我的生命交托给你。
I want your discernment and not mine to govern my life.
我愿意以你的意愿，以你的旨意来生活，而不是按我自己的旨意。
Not all that Prophet Jonah said was terrible.
并不是说约拿说的一切都是不好的。
If that's the impression you have at this time.
如果你这样想的话，希望你不要有这样的印象。
Because what he professed of God is true.
因为他所说的描述这位神其实是正确，是正确的。
That God is gracious and compassionate.
神是有怜悯有慈爱。
Slow to anger and abounding in love.
不轻易发怒，却有丰盛的慈爱。
Relents from standing calamity.
啊，不愿意去降下他所说的灾。
Each chapter along the book of Jonah, chapter 1, 2, 3, God continues to show that to Jonah himself.
在约拿书的第一章，从开头到最后，神不断展现他自己的慈爱。
And now in chapter 4, God graciously, compassionately, patiently, lovingly asked Jonah.
在第四章当中呢，神满有慈爱怜悯之心的对神说，啊，对约拿说
，Is it right for you to be angry?
你这样发怒合乎理吗
？Is it right for you to be angry?
你这样发怒真的合乎理吗
？Of course, this question, when asked to someone who is very angry at that moment, is going to make the person even more angry.
当然，你对一个气头上的人说这句话的时候，他可能会更加的火上浇油。
But this is also God's wisdom.
同时呢，但是我们看到说，这也是神的智慧。
He knows that we can be so derailed by our unreasoned emotions.
他也知晓说，我们不会被这些不理智的情绪所操纵。
He is giving Jonah opportunities to take a pause and think, what is your reason for being angry, and what are you being angry about?
当他问约拿这个问题的时候，他是给约拿一个机会，让他停下来，冷静一下，想想他为什么这样的生气，合乎理吗
？I don't know if God replied Jonah in anger.
啊，我并不知道说神是不是以一个愤怒态度来对待约拿。
I think with our sinful imagination, we'll think to the ways that we try to argue, and so we're like, of course God would be like, do you have the right to be angry?
以我们自己意思来说，神可能也是拍拍桌子说，你有什么理由来 发怒的。
And then the volume just keeps going up, right?
然后两边的声音就一个比一个响。
But I also trust and believe that if God was angry, it will be made known.
但是我也相信说，当神发怒的时候，他会让我们知晓。
And in this particular context, it's always Jonah who is angry.
但在这个场景当中，我们看到的是只有约拿在那边发怒。
And it is God who is patiently waiting on His prophet.
而神却在那边非常有慈爱怜悯之心的等着他的先知。
And no anger is patient.
并没有任何的愤怒都不是啊这样的一个怜悯。
And so we see that God now gives Jonah this opportunity to pause and reason out his anger.
神在这边给约拿了一个机会，给他一个契机，让他去反省，看看自己这样的发怒是不是合理。
Is it right?
这样是不是对呢？这样是不是合乎理？
Because you as my prophet, you are to walk on the path that is true.
因为你作为我的先知，你需要行在我公义的路上。
Is it right?
你这样发怒合理吗？
What defines your right?
你这样的发怒是为了什么呢？
Is it right for you to be angry?
你这样发怒真的合理吗？
This question has two effects.
这样的问题其实是有两个啊影响。
The first, it gives Jonah this invitation to consider the truth of the matter.
一方面呢，他给约拿一个机会去重新思考这件事情。
That Jonah, are you working out of an erroneous conviction?
他一方面是对约拿提醒约拿说，你是不是看到了你自己的？判断是多么的错误。
Such that it now brings out a bad application.
以至于说让你做出这样如此坏的行为。
Because your bad understanding of God will lead to a bad practice as someone who thinks you are doing it for the zeal of God.
因为你对神的认识的偏差会导致你在行为当中也出现偏差。
And do you have hollow presumption that brings hollow conclusions?
你对于神的这样的预设和想法是不是空洞的，以至于产生了空洞的结论。
God wants Jonah to arrive at the answer of this rhetorical question, and that is, no, it is not right.
神希望约拿啊，面对他这样问题的时候，能够自己看到说，这样发怒是不对的。
God has mercy on His servant because this servant's thoughts are now all over the place.
神呢，对于这样的一位他的先知是极其的怜悯的。
He wants mercy, he doesn't want mercy.
他一方面要这样的恩典，又不要那样的恩典。
He wants free mercy to come, but he also doesn't want a time when there is no mercy at all.
他想白白得到这样的怜悯，另一方面呢，他不希望怜悯临到一定的人生。
And it's okay to be a two-faced person, which is not true, which is not the way of truth.
他好像愿意做这样一个两面派，而不愿意去面对真理。
In this most difficult of tasks that was given to Jonah,He is now having to work through what he never had to work through.
约拿现在所面对的是他最艰巨的任务，也就是他必须去想明白到底什么是合理的。
What is this absolute rightness, this truth that I now hold on to and live out?
到底他所需要去持守并且要行出来的真理究竟是什么？
Is there a conflict between my professed belief and my practiced theology?
在他自己所宣称的真理和他所行出来的真理当中是不是存在一个矛盾？
Because here I call him Lord, but then I run away from him.
这边我宣称他为主，但是我却逃离。
Here I call him God, but I want to control him to control the world.
我一方面宣称他是神，另一方面想要掌控他来操纵这个世界。
So what is the truth of the matter?
所以这边的真理到底是什么呢？
Here.Jonah is to work through is the Lord God only to love some, and Jonah is the one to define the some by his limited sense of what love is.
正好约拿所面对的自己是不是一个他想要让神只是去爱一部分人，并且按他的意愿来行怜悯。
Because this is what Jonah is living out at this moment.
因为这正是约拿所行出来的。
To love some only.
去爱一部分人，
and that he defines who the sum is,
而由他来定义这一部分人是谁。
How much mercy can be given?
他来定义到底有多少多的怜悯。
But is that true?
但这个是对的吗？
Is it right for you to be angry?
他这样发怒是合乎理的吗？
And the second effect,
第二个影响的，
is that it exposes whatever idolatrous treasure the prophet Jonah is protecting.
他同时也显露了这些约拿自己心里面的偶像 是什么？
The angrier a person is on something that comes to him or her.
这个 他的愤怒其实是表明了他自己所在意的一些事情。
There's always something that the person is protecting.
他往往是始终想要竭力保护一些事情。
It could be reputation.
可能是他自己的名声。
It could be a lifelong dream.
可能是一个毕生的梦想。
It could be a dignity of choice.
可能是他对于自己选择的坚持。
Whatever it is.
无论是什么
because usually an anger is the protective mechanism to not only diffuse but obliterate potential threat to whatever you treasure.
因为人的愤怒往往是一个、啊、去分散甚至 去歼灭这样一个潜在危险的行为。
And when God presses in on Jonah's treasured self,
当神开始去触碰到、啊、约拿所要坚持这些事情的时候
this is when Jonah became exceedingly angry both times.
这也就是约拿大发雷霆的时候。
When his sense of justice was violated,
他自认为的这样的公义被、违反的时候
he became exceeding angry.
他变得何等的愤怒。
And when his sense of being blessed by God was violated, he became exceedingly angry.
他认为他应该他定义当中的神的恩典被违背的时候他是何等的愤怒。
His sense of life and meaning, purpose, satisfaction was all gone.
他自己所定义的人生的意义、目标和价值都被夺走了。
The sinful self is exposed in the presence of a holy God.
他 个人心里面的这样的罪恶和苦毒。
Because all of a sudden, Jonah's ill reason is confronted with God's discernment.
因为他自己、啊、非常狭隘的判断和神、啊、无法测度的判断形成了对比。
His pettiness is confronted by God's expansive loving kindness.
他自己的小气在神的和神的这样宏大的恩典之间形成了对比。
And suddenly,
一瞬间
like the Ninevites,
这些尼尼微城的人
Prophet Jonah is now exposed as someone who equally needs God's mercy.
他就是面对的这些人和他一样需要神的恩典。
Because he can go to the Ninevites and say, you're not loving, and then all of a sudden God's like, you're not loving too.
他对尼尼微人说你们这些人不配得得神的爱实际上神同时也对约拿说你其实也不配
You're so violent
你是如此的行暴力
Well Jonah you wanted to see violence done on them too just not by your hands but by me
神也对约拿说如果你不想看到这样的暴行你要看看你自己
Suddenly they're on equal platform
在那一瞬间其实约拿和尼尼微城的人在同样一个
And if Jonah was to continue on this path of anger against God,
约拿继续的生神的气
he too will be overthrown.
他同样也会像尼尼微城一样被倾覆
For he without God will also not know his right hand from his left.
因为如果离弃了神，他同样也会分辨不清左手右手。
So God graciously, compassionately, patiently, lovingly asked Jonah.
所以这儿神蛮有慈爱怜悯之心的，问约拿。
Is it right for you to be angry?
你这样发怒合乎理吗?
Is it time? It is time to let go of the worthless idols.
是时候放下这些无用的偶像。
It is time to draw near to my love.
是时候来亲近我对你的爱。
Under God, Jonah and Ninevites may have many differences.
在神的眼中，约拿和尼尼微城人可能有很多的不同。
Ethnicity, history, culture,
他们的种族，他们的历史，他们的文化
economic power,
经济的实力
but,
但是
under God,
在神里面
the Jews and the Gentiles representing all of humanity, excuse me, sorry, is first and foremost the same.
犹太人和外邦人作为人来说是一致的
We are all sinners in need of God's mercy.
在神的眼中，我们都是需要神的怜悯的罪人。
There is no a less unrighteous sin and a more unrighteous sin.
并没有一个所谓的好像更加公义的罪，更加、啊、不公义的罪。
But that we are either sinners or we are redeemed sinners, we are saints.
唯一的区别就是我们是罪人，还是一个得到赦免的、已经成圣的罪人。
That we all have rebelled against God's lordship one way or another.
我们都用某种方式来违背了神的掌权。
But he shows us mercy first.
但是他先以怜悯之心待我们。
And so Jonah 4 continues to press God's people to say, well, we have been shown mercy.
所以约拿这边就说、啊、神已经向他的子民显现他的怜
悯。Well, we therefore live as people of mercy first.
所以我们是不是也愿意成为一个有怜悯之心的人呢?
As Christians, we confess to Christ, omakase.
作为基督徒，我们对神说，一切由你的意思来办吧。
We then learn to feast on the divine omakase.
然后呢，我们就得以享用啊，神赐给我们如此丰盛的赏赐。
We learn to let our destiny be taken on by the good judgment and hands of the Lord.
我们将自己的命运交在神的判断和定夺当中。
Through every moment,
在每一个时刻
，every event,
每一个事件
，every relationship,
每一段关系
，we learn to say omakase.
我们学的是说，神啊，由你来掌权。
And in Jesus' good judgment and discernment,
也是凭着耶稣的。这样完备的判断。
And his love for us to become little Christ more and more.
在他的爱中，我们越来越变得像他。
He will ask us.
他来问我们。
Are you, as my follower, people of mercy first?
你跟随我，那么你是不是先以怜悯之心待别人
？As people who are mercy first.
作为一个以先以怜悯待别人的人。
We are quick to entreat another with mercy.
我们需要快快的以怜悯之心待别人。
At the same time, we are quick to give thanks for God's mercy on us.
我们要快快的来感谢神给我们的怜悯。
Jesus, he speaks the truth.
耶稣说了这样的一段真理。
And he firmly states for us.
他也对我们这样说。
That we are to forgive another.
你们需要饶恕别人。
For if we do not forgive others their sins, your Father does not forgive your sins.
你们这些不饶恕人的过犯，你们天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
That's because we have.If by not forgiving others, we have shown that we don't know what forgiveness is.
因为若我们不饶恕别人，我们就好像告诉别人说我们不知道怎样去赦免别人。
We don't know what this mercy has come to us.
我们就好像说我们并不知道这个怜悯从哪里来。
We're still very entrenched in our own desire for good for ourselves only.
我们似乎还非常的执念于对我们自己的好处上。
There's no humility because humility wants the good that we want for us for others also.
这不是谦卑，因为真正的谦卑其实是为了别人的好。
There is no submission because God has called us to forgive another, but yet we say, "Nah, not this guy, not that person."
这也不是顺服，因为真正的顺服啊，是啊，按照神的意思说，他要赦免谁就赦免谁。
But our Lord, who speaks the truth, tells us that the neighbor is both the one who needs mercy and the one who shows mercy.
感谢神的恩典，他告诉我们说，我们的邻舍是既是需要怜悯的，也是那些展现怜悯之心的人。
It tells us that the prodigal son will be received back home.
神也告诉我们说，这样一个浪子最终会被接受，回到他自己家中。
That the servant who receives mercy but does not extend mercy is wicked.
也告诉我们说，那样一位得到怜悯却不愿意怜悯之心待别人的人是邪恶的。
And Jesus tells us that he not only speaks the truth but he lives the truth.
耶稣不光说这样的真理，他也活出这样的真理来。
He did not run away from his task to go to the cross.
他并没有去逃避他自己上十字架的这样一个使命。
But in fact, he was led.
而是他非常顺服的。
In fact, he submitted.
而是他顺服了。
In fact, by his work, we are saved.
而借着他这样的一个工作，我们得蒙了救赎。
That Jesus is quick to give mercy.
耶稣这样一位啊，先以怜悯之心待人的人。
He's quick to call for forgiveness upon his ignorant persecutors.
他也是最先的去为他的指责他的人去寻求怜悯。
He's quick to receive a repentant criminal into paradise.
他也是很快的让那些回转的罪人能够进天国。
He's quick to build up his runaway disciples.
他也是很快的去建立他那些逃避的门徒。
He did not shun the opportunity to extend mercy. In fact, he embraced it for the joy that laid before him.
他并没有去逃避那些展现怜悯的机会，而是他以喜乐的心去面对了。
And dear family in Christ,
在主内的家人朋友
it is usually in the face of great personal displeasure that we will know if we are people of mercy first or not.
往往是在一个极大的个人的痛苦苦难当中，我们才知道说我们自己是不是一个怜悯之心的人。
Be it against someone or some people group that we do not favor,
可能是对待一些我们不喜欢的人或群体。
Or something or some circumstance that we do not enjoy,
可能是对于一些我们并不喜欢的场景或处境。
God will use people and situation to test our omakase resolve.
神会通过各样的人和事情来试验我们是不是愿意来全心顺服他。
On the prophet Jonah.
而在约拿这个例子当中
we're told that God appointed the leafy plant, the worm, the scorching wind, so as to save Jonah.
我们看到说神安排了栽种了这样的一棵蓖麻来硬币约拿。
Because in chapter 4, verse 6, there is another wordplay.
在第四章当中，其实有另外一个双关的地方。
The leafy plant was appointed by God to ease his discomfort. That's the translation.
这个币麻呢，根据我们的翻译来说是啊，被神在众人那边来给他硬币的。
But literally, it also means that it's also sent to save, to deliver Jonah from his evil.
而同时呢，这也是神去差派过来，来赦免，来拯救约拿的罪恶的。
His own evil and whatever he has seen as evil.
他自己的罪恶，以及他所眼睛所看到的罪恶。
So just as God wants to deliver the Ninevites from evil through Jonah.
正如神想通过约拿来拯救尼尼微的这些罪恶。
Now God, who is able to command all things, is now trying to save Jonah from his own evil.
全知全能的这一位神呢，也同样的希望能拯救约拿自己的罪恶。
And fast forward into Jesus Christ.
当我们快转看到基督耶稣的时候
，we see that he was given the wilderness.
我们看到说他在旷野，他看到了这样的一个。
And God led him, the Spirit of God led him into the wilderness to be tested.
我们看到说他神的灵带领他在旷野当中受到试探。
God led his lamb into the slaughter.
神带着他自己的羔羊到了这样的一个被宰的地方。
But for one prophet, he ran and he rebelled. But for the true prophet, he stayed and walked the path of salvation.
我们看到了一位逃跑的先知，但是我们也在我们。真正的救赎主身上看到了神。
Is our new self in Jesus maturing such that our natural response is mercy first?
这样一个我们在基督耶稣当中的新的生命，是不是有展现出来我们对于人的怜悯呢？
Our proper response of worship and service when we claim that we do worship and serve God.
我们真正的来赞美敬拜神的态度。
It has to be mercy.
是应该与怜悯之心代表。
We are to be merciful, for our God is merciful.
因为神怜悯我们，所以我们也怜悯别人。
That we are to be concerned.
我们是应该去关心我们身边的人。
That the fact that people are ignorant is the case or the cause for us to be concerned, not to distance.
而人们的漠不关心，不应该作为我们不去怜悯他的原因，而是更应该作为我们去怜悯他们的原因。
The fact that we discern some blindness or corruption or ignorance, whatever it is, that should prompt us then to move in.
当我们看到这个世界的残缺和破碎的时候，这应该来鼓动我们更应该多更多的怜悯之心。
Because no one mocks the blind for crashing into the wall.
因为并没有人会去嘲讽一个瞎眼的瞎子的人啊，瞎子去撞到墙上。
And who sees a blind marching toward a pit and then offers no help?
也没有一个人会看到一个瞎子即将踏入一个陷阱，而不是救他。
Who would do that?
谁会这么做呢？
Only the one of the most wicked of hearts.
只有那些真正邪恶的心里邪恶的人会这么做。
So who might be these people in our lives that we have been slow to extend mercy?
所以我们生命中是不是有这样一些我们行得太快而错过去施怜悯之心的人？
Who have you rolled your eyes at?
我们有没有对一些人翻白眼？
There are many, many different people groups.
我们这个生命当中有很多的人和群体。
There are ethnic groups, political groups, ideology groups, religious groups.
他们可能特定的种族、政党，或者说宗教群体。
I'm not going to name them one by one.
我不一一的去具名。
But may the Lord guide us.
但是求神帮助我们。
Show us where we have rebelled against Him.
展现给我们，我们到底在哪些方面背逆了他。
That as we live our lives.
也就是说我们在自己生命当中
Are we very ethnocentric?
是不是我们有非常明显的种族优越感
Or are we very political party alliance?
我们是不是非常的恪守我们自己的政党政治意见
Well, something for us Chinese church to remember
特别对于华人教会来说
Christianity did not come to us because we Chinese are better
基督信仰来到我们当中，并不是因为是我们更加的优越。
We have been always been a prideful people, calling ourselves the Middle Kingdom.
我们似乎一直是一个骄傲、自诩为中国的中央之国的这样一个民族。
But that Christianity came to us Chinese because the Western missionaries they were obedient to God's calling.
我们听闻福音的原因，恰恰。是因为西方传教士们愿意谦卑顺服神的使命。
If we know this mercy that has come to us,
如果我们知道应该我们身上这样的怜悯
that we have no rights to go around talking in terrible terms that I've heard about other people groups,
那我们就不应该对别的这样的人群颐指气使。
Our dear CCMC family,
CCMC 的各位家人。
Each of us have an omakase life in the providence of a merciful God.
感谢神的怜悯，所以我们的生命当中有各样的赏赐。
When the opportunity to love a not so lovable neighbor is provided.
当有这样一个可以去爱那些不值得我们爱的这样的邻舍的机会出现的时候。
That God sets you in that particular situation.
当神把我们放在那特定的情境当中的时候。
Will you and I be true in our faith?
我们是不是愿意啊去施这样怜悯
心。Will we be moved into action?
我们是不是会受到圣灵的感动去行出来。
And say, Omakase, Jesus Christ.
而去谦卑顺服地说主啊按你的意思来办吧。
You have shown me mercy.
你已经向我展现了怜悯。
Just as you've told us, love our enemies, we are to do good to those who hate us.
就像你对我教导我们的一样，我们要去爱我们自己的仇敌。
We are to bless those who curse us.
我们要去祝福那些咒诅我们的。
And pray for those who mistreat us.
也是对那些啊偏待我们啊人去祷告。
The time to harvest has come.
这样的一个庄稼已经收了。
Now is the time to be merciful.
现在正是我们施怜悯之心的时候。
Just as our God is merciful.
正如我们神是怜悯的。
Dear Lord Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣
bring us into transforming remembrance of your mercy to us.
愿你这样的怜悯不断地来改造雕琢我们的心。
We are rebels against you.
我们的确是悖逆之人。
But you came to us, your enemies, to save us.
但是你来到我们这些你的仇敌当中，你的仇敌当中来拯救我们。
Forgive us of the times that we have made others to be our enemies.
求你来赦免我们那些啊对别人的缺乏的偏待之缺乏的怜悯之心。
Forgive us of the many moments that we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves.
主啊，来赦免那些我们并不能做到爱人如己的时刻。
Lord, you show us what are some of the people groups that we've just been so aloof to or indifferent to or even angry against.
不断地让我们来看清有哪一些的人和群体是我们过分的自傲而去不愿意去施怜悯之心的。
Lord, press us to pray for their restoration and reconciliation exactly because we see that there is confusion in their lives.
主啊，真的是帮助我们，正因着我们看到他们生命当中的破碎，所以就鼓动我们，主啊，来为他们祷告，为他们的复兴和拯救祷告。
Save us from quickly calling upon judgment on them, but Lord, we call on your mercy to come upon all who live in darkness.
主啊，叫我们不要因着我们自己的判断，以我们自己的意愿去行，主啊，而是以你的公义，以你的判断为标准。
Oh Lord, bring us into your heart, for you take no pleasure in the dying of even one soul.
因为主啊，我们知道说你并不会啊，因为这些邪恶的灵魂的失丧，主啊，而感到高兴。
Such is your word to us.
主啊，这就是你对我们说的。
That you are patient to us because you do not want to see even one.Go into eternal damnation.
主啊，因为你给我们施怜悯，是不愿意看到一个人，主啊，去毁灭。
But how dare us?
但是我们怎么敢
say that this group of people should not be in this church? This group of people should not come. No, no way, no way, no way.
我们怎么敢去说这样的人不应该进教会，这样的人不应该得拯救？我们不应该这样说。
Oh Lord, as we come to your cross this morning,
主啊，当我们来到你十字架面前的时候
，Let us remember that we were all enemies.To you.
然后我们始终谨记，我们都是曾经是悖逆之人。
But you broke your body for us.
但是你的身体破碎，为了我们的罪。
You bled so that there can be a new covenant to redeem us.
你洒出你的宝血，以立了这样的一个新约，能够来拯救救赎我。
Lord, give us the mercy that we ourselves will not have unless you fill us.
主啊，求你赐给我们这些不配得的怜悯。
Overwhelm us with your love so that as we look at the cross, we know what mercy is and we extend that mercy first.
主啊，求你的怜悯来充满我们，主啊，让我们望向十字架的时候就知道你所给我们展现的怜悯是何等的大的。
Brothers and sisters, as we continue our time of contemplation,
主啊，各位弟兄姐妹，当我们继续在神面前敬拜的时候
，As I invite the helpers to come forward and distribute the bread and the cup.
我请各位啊，侍奉的同工上前来，将饼和杯。
Let us let our contemplation be one of rejoicing for the mercy that comes to us.
让我们真的是大大的以这样引导我们的怜悯为喜乐。
And rejoice over the honor that we can be agents of mercy.
也让我们大大的喜乐，是我们能成为这样怜悯的使者。